As we wrap up from the 2024 Rocket Mortgage Classic at the Detroit Golf Club, we want to bring in Cindy Eggleton, co-founder and CEO of Brilliant Detroit. Cindy, welcome to the show.
Glad to be here.
Talk about Brilliant Detroit. I understand it's a organization with locations all over the city. Tell our listeners about Brilliant Detroit and what your mission is.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've been around about 8 years, and we exist to create what we call kid success neighborhoods, where kids and families have everything they need right in the middle of a neighborhood. We say that belly to eight, and we offer programming to be school ready, healthy, and stable. It's for adults and children. We are currently in 21 neighborhoods, and we'll be in 24 at the end of this year.
This is terrific. How do you get parents, and how do you let parents know that this resource is available in their community? And how is your subscription rate? Are you able to get most kids through the door?
Yeah, we actually always have a waiting list because this is an effort that is really a with, for, and by. The neighborhoods invite us in, and they take care sure that everybody is getting the needed programming, et cetera. And so in each neighborhood, we certainly do outreach, but it's the community that brings it all together. And that's the secret sauce. And it's meant that we've had three reading levels of growth, a significant improvement in education and health and family support. It's truly a beautiful thing.
So, Cindy, how are you connected to the Rocket Mortgage Classic, or how did they connect to you?
Yeah, so first off, I want to just say with the Rocket Mortgage Classic and Connect 313, we have technology hubs. We were the first that was doing that in the community, and we have continued on, and frankly, we'd like to have them at each of our locations. I cannot say enough good things about this effort and why it is so important for Detroiters at this time.
And the families you serve, talk about those families and why this is so huge to have them have this access to technology.
Yeah, first off, everybody should have access to technology. There's no question. We all need devices, we all need internet, and we also need learning on how to use and maximize it. Studies have absolutely showed that those without digital resources do not do as well in life, are not able to get the same number of jobs, aren't able to do so many things. And I think we talk about those that don't have computers, that seems really clear. We also have an issue with what I would call the underconnected in the city. During COVID, it was so clear, and after COVID, it lived on. Those that have maybe one smartphone that they're sharing with their kids to get needed programming, but also for the adults and for seniors, being able to look for jobs, do their resumes, and actually just enjoy what is on the internet is critically important for us to feel like a connected world.
Well, talk to me about this literacy piece that you're doing, because we know there are a lot of
Yeah.
literacy programs out there. Not all of them meet with the same success, it sounds like, that you do. So what is important? Is it peer-to-peer? Is it having enough tutors available? Well, how do you deliver the services, and why is it so successful?
Yeah, so we do three things, and one of which involves having internet accessibility. One is we're building a love of work, both for the of books for the love of with the children and with the adults. And in that, you need to have literacy-rich environments, and you also need to have books where people look like you. That's one piece. We're also
Okay.
building family engagement, where it's a family affair. And then lastly is the tutoring. We work with other partners on this as well, and it's a one-to-one match with a mentor that helps the child build their literacy rates. We also work with adult literacy, where we have group sessions, et cetera. Both are very important, and in both cases, we do need technology to facilitate. facility.
Yeah. Well, we know in many cases it's not just the child that needs help with literacy. It might be mom or dad.
That's right.
And you've got them kind of hiding in the shadows there and you know, aware of the stigma that comes with that. And if you can break down that wall and get them help, then you're helping the child too. That means more books in the home.
Absolutely. And Cindy, I would think as well, you know, school is out, kids are out for the summer, but, you know, with these hubs and kids able to go into these hubs and the parents as well, they can kind of continue learning and kind of stay fresh. So when they go back to school in the fall, they haven't lost very much.
Yeah, you raise a really important piece here, and one that we saw some of our best results last summer and will continue this year. There's a thing called summer slide, which is during the summer, kids' summer reading, their literacy actually slides or they don't improve. And that actually puts them behind. If you add year after year, it can put them significantly behind. It's considered a number one important thing to address so that kids have the right literacy levels to learn in school. So last summer alone, we were able to have 92% of our kids did not have summer slide and 85% improved their literacy. This is so critical for a healthy environment for kids and families and for success later in life. And in school, it's important to know that you're learning to read up until third grade, but after third grade, you're reading to learn. This is an all-in approach. That is also why I love this Connect 313 effort. It is working really hard to make sure that this is meeting the needs of Detroiters. Their voice is in the middle of all of this, and they are bringing technology where people are, which is in the communities and the neighborhoods. It's critically important.
Cindy Eggleton, co-founder and CEO of Brilliant Detroit, thank you so much for being here, being part of the Rocket Mortgage Classic, and continued success.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure to be here.
It was a pleasure to have you.